2. Elijah and Elisha. In the 10th century before Christ, the Hebrew nation became divided into two kingdoms. In both of these political divisions, many truth teachers endeavored to stem the reactionary tide of spiritual decadence that had set in, and which continued disastrously after the War of Separation. But these efforts to advance the Hebraic religion did not prosper until that determined and fearless warrior for righteousness, Elijah, began his teaching. Elijah restored to the northern kingdom a concept of God comparable with that held in the days of Samuel. Elijah had little opportunity to present an advanced concept of God. He was kept busy, as Samuel had been before him, overthrowing the altars of Baal and demolishing the idols of false gods. And he carried forward his reforms in the face of the opposition of an idolatrous monarch. His task was even more gigantic and difficult than that which Samuel had faced. When Elijah was called away, Elisha, his faithful associate, took up his work and, with the invaluable assistance of the little-known Micaiah, kept the light of truth alive in Palestine. But these were not times of progress in the concept of deity. Not yet had the Hebrews ascended even to the Mosaic ideal. The era of Elijah and Elisha closed with the better classes returning to the worship of the Supreme Yahweh and witnessed the restoration of the idea of the universal Creator to about that place where Samuel had left it.